Welcome to our sermon podcast here at City of Light Anglican Church. We are a new church in Aurora, Illinois, finding a new day in Jesus. We want to see the light of Jesus rise and shine in our hearts, in our homes, and in our neighborhoods. Thanks for joining us for today's message.
Good morning, friends. Have you ever had a stretch of time that was particularly hard? I'm sure most of us have. I had what some would refer to as a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year in 2016. Over the last, mostly the last 6 months of the year, a longtime best friend of mine who lived here in Aurora moved out of state. She was kind of part of my community here. My long-term mentoring ministry to high school guys, which was very much my passion and purpose in life, I felt ended along with some of those relationships. My go-to friend who was a member here of church, he was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I walked through the last few months of his life with him. And then in late December, as I was ready for the year to be over, I had someone break into my home in the middle of the night, and I kind of came face to face with the intruder. So I needed a new year, but I needed more than that. Each pain and sort of trauma that I experienced during that time, I didn't really have enough time to process, and I wasn't emotionally and spiritually kind of, I didn't have the place to deal with each one. And I knew that if I didn't kind of step out and take care of some of that work, that I'd become in a dark place, and I was feeling scarred and struggling, and I was stuck. And my personality is to kind of fix things on my own and not really share with other people, and so like sharing now is like my favorite thing in the world to do. City of Light at that point was a year old, and we were small, and we didn't have a lot of programs, and my relationships here were pretty new too. But we had just started disciple-making groups, and I joined one, and I decided to really commit to that. And I was able to talk with a lot of church leaders here and friends here that knew sort of what I was going through. And I sought the help of a life coach through some of this. And through all of this, I was reminded just about the special community we have here and that we belong to each other and the family that we provide for each other. And I also learned through my disciple-making group that nothing is too small for God. So one of the verses that kind of kept coming to me was Isaiah 41:10, which tells us not to fear and not to be dismayed. God will strengthen us, and he will help us, and he will uphold us. I learned, or I was reminded, that trauma doesn't end in isolation. So while I want to maybe just hole up in my house, my community here wouldn't let me do that. So people checked in and gave me the permission to share struggles and sadness, and you prayed for me and with me when I needed to cry out to God. I also learned that healing isn't just getting over your hurt and pain. It's learning to live with kind of the new rhythms of life and your new normal. So again, a lot of people here gave me permission to call or text or stop by, and you listened to me and didn't downplay those feelings I had. And you gave me things to look forward to. So I had coffee dates and dinners and parties and just hanging out in Aurora. So that was helpful. And then lastly, my discipleship group gave me this target every week to look forward to. So we would come together here, and then in the afternoon, I could process and seek God's truth with that group as we read the word and prayed together. So in the last year, 2017, I feel like I have experienced a lot of joy again and peace and, yes, some healing. And I have hope for the relationships that are deepening here. And I'm encouraged every time we get to gather together. So thank you.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from City of Light Anglican Church. We'd love to hear from you. You can find us online at cityoflightanglican.org. And now, may the light of Jesus scatter the darkness from before your path.